What up, world? How you feeling? How you living? It's your main man, Torian Terrell, host of Preppy Boys World, the podcast. Can you dig it? And I'm here with my brother from another mother, Courtney. What up, family?
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen?
Y'all cool and shit.
I try to be.
You know who you look like? Jamie Foxx. No, but yeah, me and my brother, we on vacation. We in Memphis 10. Oh, just chilling. Last night was mad real, as my man would say.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, it was just fun. It was fun as hell.
Got it in. Had a good time.
Ate good. Drunk like a drink that had like 7 layers of liquor in it. My man had 2 of them. You know what I'm saying? He walked out like...
Killed them both.
Like nothing was wrong. Like, what the fuck? How do you drink this? This drink was called Hoodoo or was the Walk of Life or something. Whatever it was called, he drunk
Hoodoo.
He drunk 2 of them. Now, everybody knows I'm not short, but I'm short. Courtney is like 7'5", 1000 BC tall. So, you know it takes longer for liquor to hit someone's taller.
Not a real measurement.
Yeah, shut up. You know, it takes a taller person a longer time to get drunk rather than me. I'm like Kevin Hart when he was at the Super Bowl. Let me in. You know what I'm saying? Well, last night was mad real, and hopefully we get it in the night. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, might catch some hookah.
Hookah? That's my shit.
Along with some Bell Street.
Again. I ain't paying $15, man. Fuck that.
For
what? Let me pay $15 to park over there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'd rather pay that 10. Or was that just for...
That was
until
12.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess it makes sense.
15 was all night.
Oh, well, shit.
It wasn't a big deal.
Yeah. And the food... No disrespect. No disrespect. Yeah, no disrespect to Memphis. Yeah, I know y'all got that fire. You know what I'm saying? But...
Well, Bell Street food is like drunk food. It ain't really good, but it ain't really bad.
It's if you're in Chicago, it's Juke Town Polish. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that ain't what it used to be. But, shoot, man, we just parlaying, man. Just wanted to catch up and let everybody know what's up. You know what I'm saying? You want to talk about anything, brother? Like, shit.
It's a lot to talk about.
It is a lot to talk about. You know what I'm saying?
A lot going on.
Let me know what's on your mind.
We just got a Drake diss.
Ah!
Dropped today?
Yeah.
Was it yesterday?
I'm too drunk to... Oh, well, I was drunk. I don't even remember.
Yeah, I don't remember either. I just know it was...
It came out this weekend, let's say that.
It's flooding timelines today, so it might have came out last night sometime or early this morning.
Who you think? You think Pusha gonna come at him? Like, he gonna come at Drake like Drake did Meek Mills? How you think it's gonna turn out?
I think Pusha has some ammo, but... At the same time, this might be one of those battles of popularity, and Drake might just win just because he's more popular.
True. Well, yeah. But did he come at Kanye on this too?
A little bit. It was a little bit of a jab.
Will Kanye even respond?
Kanye won't respond to Drake.
He probably scoopity doop boop soopity doop.
Yeah, it don't. Kanye responding to Drake, I don't see that happening unless Kanye is just ready to say fuck it, you know? Who are you? But yeah, now that I think about it, he had a line, Drake had a line where he was like, basically saying like, you were so great and a genius, like why are you asking me to do XYZ for you?
Wow.
You can do it yourself, you know what I'm saying? When you're so great at it, you asking me to do it.
Wow.
So I was like, whoa, that was a definite jab.
Is this a thing for Drake now? Every time the summer come, he want to come at somebody? You know what I'm saying? Is this the new norm for him?
Nah. Pusha T said something about
that
first.
That's how, okay. I didn't know how it started.
Yeah. It was on the song. I haven't heard the Pusha T song.
Don't you got a new album out?
It should be out yesterday. Should have dropped yesterday.
And I guess
which
I
which makes sense why.
Yeah, see.
Why
yeah.
Drake is dropping his diss.
Makes sense. I guess I'll
Drake
cop it.
Drake is smart, man.
Yeah.
Drake is smart in his responses. He knows who to respond to, though. He didn't respond to Joe Budden, which would have been, I think, great. But he didn't, which is fine.
He didn't need to.
He made, he let Joe Budden hang for that one.
But why did he go with Common, though? Like, was that like, yo, let me go up to God, let me go up to God right quick, see if I got it?
That was because of a female.
Oh, get off that shit. Ah. Hey, listen, brothers.
Serena Williams and...
Yeah, brothers. I ain't fighting court. I'm not going to fight with no female. If she chose you or whatever.
Right.
I can't do it. You know what I'm saying? It's too much pussy out here for me to fucking fight over.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
But when you're a celebrity...
I guess it's your pride.
It's different.
Yeah, I guess so.
Because you're only messing with other celebrities, I guess. So.
Some, yeah.
Yeah, you can't, like... Like, if you're Drake, you can't go to the hood and be like, yo, Keisha.
How can I take you out to...
I'm going to turn your life around, Keisha. Keisha, or, you know what I'm saying? Rashonda, I'm going to turn your life around, sweetie.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
Well, shit. I guess you're right, brother. I mean, shit. Stop fighting on females, man.
Yeah, man.
Hey, that's ridiculous. It's too much, though. You know what I'm saying? What else went down? Some other stuff went down. I can't even think. I'm still hungover, man.
Yeah, I bet.
You know,
fucked up. Deadpool 2 dropped.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
That was a good movie.
Yeah.
Funny.
Hilarious.
A lot of Easter eggs in that one. A lot of name drops. But it was cool, though.
But I think he probably did that because he knows he's probably not going to be Deadpool anymore after this.
No, he probably do, like, at least 3 to 4 more.
I hope so.
You know, making him too much money.
I mean,
he's the, like, Fox wasn't doing so great before he came on.
Fox has never been doing great.
Yeah.
You know. Oh, I wanted to talk about something real quick that happened. Well, actually, it was a conversation that I had, and it was this young lady. You know what I'm saying? Tell me, do you agree with this? She basically got mad at the brother because he went out of town on business. She called him. And so when he tried to call back, she blocked him just because she knew what he was going to take care of. But she blocked him and it, you know, because he didn't pick up the phone when she called. Do you feel that she was right for doing that?
No.
Like,
what's the point of blocking somebody? Like, what's the point of not, like, there's a such thing as voicemail for a reason. If you're calling me, I have the right to either deny or ignore or call you the fuck back. It's a phone. those are the three functions you are able to do with that phone if you're being called.
And this young lady that I know, she's not, I'm not saying she's a bad person or anything like that. I got on her about that. I said, why'd you do that to that brother? You know what I'm saying?
And that's stupid.
And obviously this dude wanted in love with the death or whatever because... He doing all this shit for her and everything. Yep, I'm talking about you, Miss Lady. You know who I'm talking to. If you hearing this, you know what I'm saying.
Well, that's the thing with females, man. They're so what's the word I'm looking for? Finicky, flaky.
How do you spell finicky? How do you spell that?
No idea.
All right, I'm not making fun of you. I'm just saying
like F-I-N.
Finicky.
Finicky. Finicky.
Oh, man.
But yeah, no, that's just dumb. Because you might be missing out on a good relationship, so.
Trying to tell you.
You should be telling people thank you when they block you. Like, oh, okay, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for letting me know how ridiculously, impatient you are.
You heard it first. Dr. Courtney. You know what I'm saying? He said.
Yeah, it's just stupid. Block somebody if they're getting on your nerves, like as far as like texting you or calling you too much or harassing you. That's what a block is for.
I think this young lady is just spoiled. Spoiled.
That's beyond spoiled.
She likes to have her way, you know, blocking people.
Yeah, well, unless she has a fucking, unless she has like a bunch of like people carrying her around on their backs.
Yeah.
And them, you know, rolling out the red carpet when she goes to use the bathroom. I don't think anybody cares outside of her.
I didn't say it, he did.
Just saying, if you block me, I no longer care what you have going on. I'm not gonna go around your block. That's just that's it. I'm not gonna go around your block. I'm not gonna get a new number or change my number and call you. I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna search for you on social media. If you put a block up, cool. Thank you. Appreciate it. It's one less stress in my life.
And right nowadays, we don't need that extra stress, man.
Nah, nobody does. That's why it's so childish. Like, come on, man.
Hey.
What would you do without that block? Imagine if cell phones didn't work. And you had to wait until that man got home or got to his office and whatever. What would you do?
Same thing we used to do back in the day.
Wait.
Wait.
Just wait.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do. That's all you have to do.
I think it's a power thing. You know, I can do something that will affect you and might have you go all trippity, skippity, poopity, scoop.
That's the opposite of power.
I mean,
it's because your power is within things that you do or don't do, right?
Yeah.
So if you're telling me blocking somebody is a power move, how is that a power move when you
want like them control.
To call you?
Right.
But now you just put up a block so they won't be able to call you anymore. So you're
controlling the situation.
You're not controlling the situation, though. You just made it worse for yourself.
Yeah.
You wanted them to call you. You wanted to talk to them. So now you put a block up. That makes you look weak. Like, oh, man, I can't deal with anybody who can't call me back. Like, that's, you look weak. It's not a blocking somebody. It's not a power move.
Hey, man. I don't think I've blocked anybody before. I've gotten blocked for no apparent reason for stuff. That's, yeah.
I blocked my baby mama a few times.
Damn.
But it doesn't matter. She just goes around the block. So it's like, fuck it.
She got ways.
Yeah, it's either that or I just turn my phone off.
I mean, I'd rather, that's a smart thing to just turn your phone off. Yeah. Don't block them.
I learned that you can't give people energy, man. Like, if they're trying to really, like, provoke you into something, you just gotta ignore it. Like, one day, she called me at least 40 times.
Damn.
It got to a point where I was like, yeah. It was like, you know how you get into an argument? And then the argument gets so bad, like, you gotta leave the space that y'all in?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so, while you're in the midst of leaving, they're texting you, but they're calling you, asking why you didn't reply to their text. So, it's like, let me just cut my phone off. Ain't gonna mind my business for the day. I'll deal with this shit tomorrow.
You cut it back on. You got 70 text messages.
You got 70 text messages.
25 voice messages.
And 4 different emotions. And 1 text message. And 1 text message string.
I'm sorry.
It goes from anger to I'm sorry to let's talk about it to fuck you all over again.
Exactly. And you know, and we're not woman bashing, but you know, some women are very... very
volatile
and iffy with their attitudes. There's some dudes out there that are just the same.
And what do women call them?
They call us bitches.
Bitches.
Exactly. Say, y'all, you act like a bitch. You a lame.
But if we call them that, oh
yeah,
all hell breaks loose.
Speaking of the word bitches, like me and you had a conversation a couple of days ago about why you don't say nigga and bitch no more.
Right.
No, why? Tell the people why you don't say them words anymore. Even though you just said it, tell them why.
Well, I don't say it to people. I won't say the word nigga to, like, you know, as a sign of endearment. And the word bitch, I rarely was a fan of that word anyway. But I won't be saying it just because those two words are like meant to lessen a person. So it's like, you know, white people used to say, "Hey, nigger." You know, that was to lessen you as a man.
Right.
Like, they don't say, hey, man, or hey, brother, or hey, you know, human being. Like, you're a nigger. You're less than what I am or what I choose to believe as a man.
Right.
And same thing goes for bitch. You know what I'm saying?
When
a female calls herself or calls herself a bitch or a friend, even if it's out of,
I'm a boss ass bitch.
I'm a boss bitch. I'm a bad bitch like that. Once you put bad or I'm a boss bitch, like as soon as you put it lessens that term. Like you may think it's a good thing, like bad bitch, like just being bad is, well, you know, the slang terms.
Right.
Being bad is good, but you know, when you say I'm a bad bitch, like you just made yourself, you just put yourself in another category.
Hmm.
Like, because when men say, hey, man, shorty is bad, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You don't think of her personality.
Right.
But when you see, or when you hear a female say, I'm a bad bitch, you automatically think, okay, she's hard to deal with.
Yeah.
She talk back way too much. She's annoying. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, that's what I think of, at least. But just the word bitch is just, you know, like I said, it's just lessens the female.
Me, I'm just working on the stop cussing period. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
you say it's, but I'm like, I've been cursing like a sailor since I was, you know, yay high.
Me too.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's just like with everything else, we grow and we don't do the same things we did when we was children. You know what I'm saying? So I feel on why you don't say that. You know, I'm just trying to stop the whole thing, even when I have an argument, because for me to say, oh, fuck you, motherfucker, and this, that, and the third, you know, I shouldn't have to, you know, curse to get my point across a lot of times. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, as you get older.
I just think the words, like certain words just should flow. They just flow. Motherfucker, fuck, shit. God
damn it.
The shit just flows. Like, you can't substitute those words because you would sound like a BET movie.
Hey, mother, like, flipping.
Mother flipping.
You son of a gun.
I hate these sons of
guns.
Birds. Like, you know what I'm saying? It just sounds terrible.
Oh, shoot. Sorry, BET. Y'all do mess that up a lot.
All the time.
All the time.
Like, never show anything with more than, like, 17 curse words.
Like, I'd rather you just blank it out. Don't have no ad-libs to it.
Just blank it out. Just have it blank.
We know what's being said.
Right.
That's funny. Man, that mother flipping.
Or only play PG-13 movies.
True.
Stop playing rated R movies.
True. So, dude, after we get back from Memphis, what you got going on?
I don't know, man.
You said you had a basketball tournament.
I'm planning on relaxing, to be honest. I got a basketball game Sunday morning, so I won't be able to make it.
I'll play. Just call me.
How will you be there and we're driving in the same vehicle?
No, that's right.
At the same time.
I tell you, I'm still drunk, man.
Oh, my God. Man, it's delusional.
Yes. Hey, man. I ain't got nothing to say to that.
You're delusional.
Shut up. I got nothing to say to that at all. But I plan on relaxing too. Actually, I'm planning on barbecuing by the time I get back. You know what I'm
Monday,
saying?
Monday, right?
Yeah, Monday. Yeah.
Sunday, I don't know what I'm going to do, man. I don't think I'm going to be off my vacation yet.
Oh, hell no.
I'm just going to go home. I'm going to sneak out. Like, I'm going to pretend like I'm not home.
Bring me with you.
I'm still driving back from Memphis. I'm not here
yet. I
don't
see your car.
My car is probably got...
Somebody stole my car.
Somebody stole it.
No, man. But people, I just wanted to put a little bug in y'all ear this weekend. Me and my brother still chilling in Memphis. Go getting some shenanigans stuff. As I always say, welcome to my madness. Welcome to my shenanigans. Welcome to Preppy Boys World. Holler at y'all in a minute, y'all. Peace.
Deuces.